We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joe's in Chula, and Joe feels slighted by his lady. Morning, Joe.
Morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Is that accurate, what I just said? You feel like you're like, well, hey, man, what about me? What's going on?
Yeah, it's kind of weird, actually.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on 103.7 KSON. Joe, break it down. Talk about what's going on.
Yeah, so I've been dating this girl for like 7 months now. And honestly, we always have a great time. It's been super fun. She's outgoing, and she's super active on social media. And that right there is the problem. It doesn't bother me that she's got a lot of followers, that she's always posting. It's that she never posts anything with me in it.
Hmm.
It's like, if we're out to dinner, if we're going on a walk, anything, it's pictures of her, it's her food, it's the place we are, but I am never, ever included.
Is this something that she does for a living? Is she an influencer?
She fancies herself an influencer. She did get an ad once, but it's not like a professional career.
Okay.
Gotcha. All okay, right. Go ahead. Sorry, pal.
No, it's okay. I don't know, it's kind of stressing me out because I asked her why, and she was like, well, my whole profile has a feel, it's got a theme, and to secure her, like, presence, it's best if I'm not on there, I shouldn't take it personally.
I have heard that. I have heard that from people who do social media professionally, that there's a look, there's a theme, there's a lot of that. I understand that, but the fact that you brought it up to her, and she was kind of dismissive, it sounds like, to you.
Yeah, not only that, but she'll post with other girlfriends, or she meets someone who she finds influential.
Okay.
It's like it's just me. It makes me feel more like her assistant instead of a boyfriend. 7 months is kind of a long time, you know, to not be on the profile feels odd for someone who's online so
Joe,
much.
Joe, when you guys first started out, I'm glad that you brought that up because that was my first thought. When you guys first started out, were you all over her profile or have you never been on her profile?
I've never been in a profile. Oh. I've made a couple stories, but never the main feed.
Now, initially, there's a mindset of you got to list her because she's obviously not really, you know, thinking about your feelings. But there's another mindset that maybe someone doesn't understand that, hey, this is something that she wants to do professionally, and she's probably been told this is how you do this. This is how, and people are making money doing this.
We have a lot of KSON listeners who are very savvy with social media and also, you know, might go through this or they might say, there's more to this than you think. 833-287-1037. Because the fact that she does ones with her girlfriends, but not him, that's where I'm kind of a little iffy, but I'm not a professional. So 833-287-1037. What do you think Joe should do with his social media girlfriend who doesn't want to include him in any of it? Should he love her or list her?
Joe, you mind hanging out for a while and we'll see what our KSON loyal listeners have to say. Tammy brings up a great point. We may get some calls from some super savvy influencers who are like, no, there's a reason for this. Or here's a reason why you don't want to be involved in this. You cool hanging and finding out what goes down?
Yeah, of course. I want to know what people think.
All right, 833-287-1037. It's John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
It doesn't bother me that she's got a lot of followers, that she's always posting. It's that she never posts anything with me in it.
That's Joe and Chula, who's frustrated with his girlfriend of 7 months because he is invisible on her social media profiles. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on 103.7 KSON. Back with Love Her or List Her.
Sarah's in Linda Vista. Sarah, what do you think he should do? Love her or list her and why?
Okay, I'm not really sure what he should do, but part of me wonders if she is a bit of an influencer, even as a hobby. Maybe she keeps more of her followers because she comes across as like a single fun female.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So like if she suddenly was like with a new guy, she might lose a ton of like guy followers who feel like she's maybe off the market now.
So similar to what they did, I don't know if they still do, but like with rock bands, they didn't want their fans to know the guys were married because they wanted more fans to think they could be available to them. And yeah, maybe it's something to be said about that. Who knows? That's a good point.
Yeah, and I think they certainly need to have a more of a discussion about it to either soothe his feelings or, you know, the other way around.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Stephanie's in East County. What do you think Joe should do with his wannabe influencer girlfriend that does not acknowledge him at all?
Well, it's not that she doesn't acknowledge him. She doesn't acknowledge him on social media. And
right.
as someone who is an incredibly private person, I don't put anyone I date on my social media.
Oh, interesting.
Has anybody that you ever dated complained to you about that?
No.
That's another good point.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, she could just be one of those people that likes to keep her social or her, you know, dating life private until, you know, she is committed. And I don't know how committed they are. 7 months is kind of like at that cusp.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, I've never had a boyfriend or anyone I dated on my social media.
Interesting. Thank you very much, Stephanie. Appreciate
that. And I'm glad that you shared that because I think it definitely needs to have more of a conversation than just one time asking.
Ray is in Carlsbad. Ray, help us wrap this up for Joe. What do you think you should do? Love her or list her?
You know, social media life and real life are two different things. I think he should love her, but have a conversation about it.
Yeah, he needs to find out a little bit more because I think just the one time probably didn't give him enough to go on.
Yeah, and I mean, look, what I post on my social media is way different than what my real life is.
I think a lot of people are that way. Yeah, that's
I think you just described social media. All right, thank you very much. Let's go back to Joe.
So, Joe, you've heard what our KSON loyal listeners have to say and what they shared. And the biggest takeaway is how are you really feeling in your gut? That's kind of where you have to go to dig in.
Yeah. You know what? I think I just need to be direct with her. I like her a lot, but I gotta just let her know how this embarrasses me. It makes me feel like she's embarrassed by me, and I think I just gotta confront her about it and take it from there.
Joe, my question for you is, do you really have, like, I really want to be on her site, or is it just because you're not that you are thinking, why aren't I?
Honestly, I don't care that much about social media, but it's just because her friends are up there all the time, and there have been times when I, you know, pose with her, and she's like, oh, no, not for my
Right, yeah, okay, well, that's interesting. That's valid. That's valid, man.
It is, so, and I think once you have that discussion, that's going to give you the answer that you're looking for.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope this works out, because she's really cool, but this is kind of a sticking point for
me. Right, okay, man, well, we hope it works out for you as well, Joe. Thank you for sharing your life with us, pal. Best of luck to you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.